We appreciate the pleasure.
Next case is 11,677, again, for a request for a time extension.
Is this the application of BER-SGR LLC, Selco Partnership, DBA Verizon Wireless? Their letter actually refers to both this application and 11,678, which was the Gumbo Volunteer Fire Company Incorporated, Selco Partnership, DBA Verizon Wireless, both requesting time extensions for cell towers. I don't know if you received copies of these letters in your packet. Did not? Okay.
No.
No.
The first request, or the requests are for both. They were both heard and decided on January 26th of 2016. Excuse me. The requests are being made as construction has not yet commenced on these sites and the approvals are approaching expiration. While both sites are anticipated to be constructed in 2017, substantial progress on this construction will not be made prior to the expiration of these approvals. As such, these extensions are being requested to avoid the need to return to the board for new hearings. As both matters were unopposed by any area residents and were approved unanimously by the board, it is my hope that the requested extensions can be approved. And signed, John Tracy, Esquire, for Young Conway Stargate Taylor. And attached to that request in both cases was a copy of Jennifer's notice for to Mr. Tracy and copies of the findings of fact on both applications were attached to his request.
And for a period of what, a year? What are they requesting?
According to the letter, it's not really a time reference on there.
But usually a year we go. Year, we usually go a year.
Yeah, John Tracy for the record.
Yes, sir.
I'm just actually standing up here so there's video proof to my wife that I was actually down here instead of just, you know, being at home.
I'm not going there.
Excellent.
You need a year?
Video proof. Yeah, a year's fine. What's happening is both myself and you all were far too efficient in our work, and we actually got ahead of the approval construction timeline. The first of those, which is not the Gumbo Fire Company, is likely to be constructed within the first 6 months of next year. The Gumbo one, which is the furthest west of all of those ones I came down to get approved over the last couple of years, that's probably the furthest out in the pipeline.
Okay.
So.
All right, so a year be sufficient.
Yeah, I mean, if you were, I would entertain, but we didn't request for it 18 months on the Gumbo site, but if you'd like the pleasure of my company and we don't get it underway, I'm more than happy to return. Yeah.
So 18, gentlemen?
I'm fine with it.
On 5 with 18 months?
Okay, 18 months on both.
All right, I'd like to make a motion that we approve
case number.
You should do both individual cases separately.
Yes, I was going to do. The first case then is 11,000, but 677.
677?
Yeah.
Approve that for 18 months.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, motion by Mr. Rickards and the second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,677. For a 18-month period.
18 months.
Sorry. 18 months. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Bergman?
Aye.
Mr. Beggers?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr.
Aye.
And I, Mr. Calloway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,677 is approved for a period of 18 months. Next case, please.
The next case was 11,678, the application of Gumbo Fire Company Incorporated, Selco Partnership, and DBA Verizon Wireless, requesting the same.
Gentlemen?
I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,677 for 18 months extension.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickard and a second by Mr. Hudson.
78.
That we approve case number 11,678 for a period of 18 months. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Becker?
Aye.
Mr. Wortman?
Aye.
And I'm Mr. Calloway. So by vote, 5-0, case number 11,678 is approved for a period of 18 months.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your indulgence, and thank you for the alibi.
That's right.
As newfound empty nesters, I have to take all the alibis I can get. So.
Have a good evening, folks. You too, sir. Gentlemen, that's everything we had before us, unless Mr. Lank, you have anything to share?
No. Nothing to share.
Okay, Jen?
Motion adjourned.
Mr. Chairman, before we adjourn.
I'll say.
Before we adjourn.
Before you adjourn. Wish Mr. Rickard the best on his surgery next week.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Second that motion, we're adjourned. Oh, wait, go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Lang.
Tougher than nails for a little guy. For a little guy, he's tough.
We tabled a case 11,854 due to the fact, and the applicant showed up.
Right.
Due to the fact that we advertised it wrong.
It's the Wharton case, Mr. Rickard?
Last week,
that's right, the James Wharton case. And I'd like to know what the board thinks. I really think that we've inconvenienced them. It was a mistake of the county.
We're here next week.
It's first one on the agenda for the next meeting, Mr.
On the agenda for next, and it's first right. One on the agenda.
November 7th.
November 7th. Okay. So he's the first one on there?
Yep. Yeah. Right. First one on the agenda.
Okay.
And we told him we would do that after the last meeting.
Okay, fine. All right. How about the $400 we inconvenienced this gentleman for?
It was waived, I'm sure.
No, I don't think it was.
No, it was not waived. It's an application for, he's asking for a waiver in the lot width requirement on along a public road.
Yeah, but did he have to pay twice?
He had to pay.
He paid twice?
He paid once.
Right. The second okay. time.
No, we only paid one time.
Yeah. Okay.
We didn't charge him a second time.
Oh, you didn't charge him a second time.
Okay.
I was getting ready to, if we had that, we'd want to do the right thing.
Oh, I agree.
Right.
We didn't charge him for the second application.
Okay. I was going to say, wow. Wow. We really getting tough, man.
No, we did.
That's the right thing.
All these damn seats.
Okay, we're adjourned.
So moved.
Okay, so moved. Let's get out of here.
Yep.